You've probably seen house brand items when you shop in a grocery store, everything from toilet paper to butter. Now, Amazon is introducing a private house label to Amazon Fresh. That's the grocery service. This is called Amazon Elements. GeekWire co-founder and editor Todd Bishop is back again. And Todd, what is Amazon thinking Elements is going to be?
Well, Elements is essentially Amazon's attempt to make its own private label food, although Amazon will not be making it. It'll be contracting with people who actually specialize in these things. And the idea here is, from a business perspective, if you can market your own private label food, then your profit margins are much higher. And Amazon has already tried this in areas including diapers and some other areas. Like, some folks may get Amazon-branded batteries, for example, and other kinds of electronics. But the news this past week is that Amazon is actually expanding into private label food, things like milk and other types of groceries.
So this is the same concept that a Safeway or a QFC yes. would have when they have their house brand items.
Absolutely. And so the Amazon Fresh grocery delivery service has been out there for a while, and it makes a lot of sense from a business perspective, at least for Amazon, to go this route.
Huh. And so how will they be indicated if I'm ordering from Amazon Fresh? Will it say Amazon milk or Elements milk, or how will I know?
We don't know yet. And in fact, the company has been very secretive about this. The main way that we found out about this was twofold. One, through a trademark filing that Amazon made for Amazon Elements, the brand, which now includes things like household cleaners and food supplements, baby food, and other things like mm-hmm. that, in addition to milk. And the Wall Street Journal reported that the company that they're contracting with has essentially had a leak, it looks like. It's a company called Treehouse Foods that's going to be working with Amazon on this.
I'm talking with GeekWire's Todd Bishop. Meanwhile, Amazon Prime members have just been offered even faster free delivery. So discuss. You've tried this out.
Yes. So there is a new feature for Amazon Prime called Amazon Prime same day delivery. It is free delivery on the same day that you order it. I just tested it out over the weekend. I sat in my bed on Sunday morning on my smartphone and ordered two items, some bike parts and also a Fitbit charger. And I ordered them right around 8 o'clock in the morning. And at no shipping charge, they were there by 5 o'clock at my home in Ballard on Sunday.
On Sunday. There's the caveat that you have to order this before noon.
You do. You have to order it before noon, and then the promise is that it'll be there by 9 o'clock that night.
Amazon is rolling out this one-day free delivery in 500 cities, is that right?
That's right. It's in 14 major markets, about a little bit more than a dozen major markets around the country, but that comprises about 500 cities and towns. For example, it's essentially the whole Seattle region and all the towns therein.
So my assumption then is, although I haven't talked to Amazon, that means there are going to be more hubs, more sort of shipping centers that they're going to have to be building, right?
That seems to be the trend. And in fact, last week we dug up in the permit filings indication that Amazon is bringing its Prime Now service, which is even faster. It's 1 hour delivery to a new location right on the northern edge of downtown Seattle in the area that the locals commonly know as the Denny Triangle. They're converting the former Toyota of Seattle dealership into a Prime Now hub, according to the permit filings that we found. So that is, they're really just trying to get closer and closer to the consumer and make the deliveries faster and faster.
So when does Amazon Fresh merge with Amazon Prime?
Well, there is already a ton of crossover. In fact, a lot of these distinctions are becoming somewhat nominal. For example, Amazon Prime has a special subscription service called Amazon Prime Fresh that costs $299 a year. And that is becoming the standard across the country for people to be able to use Amazon Prime. In fact, that's going to be rolling out here in the Seattle region relatively soon.
That's a lot of different names and things. It seems confusing to me.
It can be. And there's all sorts of interesting distinctions, too, as you're ordering these items. You have to pay really close attention, for example, to whether it says same-day shipping or one-day shipping. Those are actually two different things. Same day is today, one day is tomorrow, and it's not entirely clear. So if anything, all of these new services, while very convenient, they're creating a lot of need to pay really close attention if you're an Amazon user.
Todd Bishop's with us. He's the editor of the online tech news site GeekWire. Todd, Google is also renewing it's, I suppose, dive into the spirit of making shopping even easier. And it's an right. unveiled something called Android Pay.
That's right. So Android Pay is the follow-up to Google Wallet. It's more secure, and it is something that Google is going to be pressing forward with on its mobile platform. The interesting thing beyond that last week was that Google unveiled a prototype for something that it calls hands-free mobile payments. So just because, you know, if it was not convenient enough to just take your phone out of your pocket or swipe your watch at the register, now all you have to do is walk up and say, I'd like to pay with Google. And your phone will have been registered with the cash register in the store, and the person behind the store counter will be able to look at your picture and compare it to verify your identity.
Just to be clear, that's not available here yet.
It's not. They're starting to test it, and it will initially be tested at some McDonald's and Papa John's stores. And then from there, presumably, they'll roll it out further.
Just the last question. The Android Pay is meant to be more secure. How secure is it when I come up and say, I'd like to pay with Google, please?
That's a really interesting question. The short answer is we won't know until we actually test it. But if they can make it so that your picture appears, as they're saying that they might, that at least would be something more like, you know, a bouncer checking your ID at the door.
I feel like I'm in a sci-fi movie. Todd Bishop is the co-founder and editor of the online tech site GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday on The Record. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Marcy.